Haynes Economic Development Corporation publishes baseline report, and an uptick in counterfeit cash. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. In the summer months, Haynes sees an influx of visitors, and local businesses see an increase in sales. This summer, those businesses have seen a slight uptick in counterfeit cash. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Two reports of counterfeit money were called into the Haynesboro Police Department in the past week. The police department issued an advisory Monday reminding residents to keep an eye out for fake cash. According to the police department notice, the latest counterfeits brought to the station have been $20 bills, all printed with the same serial number. Haynes Police Officer Brayton Long says the fraudulent banknotes were very crude copies.
These bills are not sophisticated at all. It appears to me like they printed them out more than likely using computer-aided software and printers, and then glued the front and the back together. And you can actually see where they didn't match on some of them. And the serial numbers, I have three bills in front of me right now, and all the serial numbers are the exact same. And they have the same makeup as far as how they were put together.
Since May, there have been reports every month of businesses and individuals receiving counterfeit bills. Several businesses owned by Haynes resident Michael Ward have received counterfeit bills. In late June, a fake $100 bill was taken during a busy day at the Alaskan liquor store. A few weeks later, the same thing happened at Hauser's IGA.
Oh, they do look a little like funny money. In fact, one of them actually had pink Chinese printing on it, which should be a little red flag.
More recently, Ward's employees have received a couple false $20 bills. Although he has operated businesses in Haynes for 39 years, Ward says he's received more counterfeit bills in the last 3 months than any of the previous years combined. Officer Long says it's likely that the people who paid with the counterfeit dollars didn't do so knowingly. In many cases, counterfeit bills aren't even discovered until someone takes them to a bank. He suspects that the recent counterfeit bills ended up in circulation after being produced in larger cities such as Anchorage and Juneau. But there is one strange coincidence.
Now, I do have one bill that was received up in Anchorage recently, and they didn't notice it until they were actually into Haynes. So the interesting part about this particular $20 bill is that it's the exact same serial number as the two that were reported in another case that's another officer is handling. So I find that very interesting that it was generated out of Anchorage and it ended up in Haynes, and then we already had two already here.
There are packets available at the police department with information on how to spot counterfeit bills. Long also recommends visiting uscurrency.gov for useful tips. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Haynes Economic Development Corporation is done with the first part of an effort to plan for the future of the local economy. An economic baseline report lays the foundation for a five-year development strategy. It's been almost a year since the Haynesboro agreed to provide funding for the HEDC. In September 2017, the Assembly agreed to give the HEDC $95,000. And since then, the new nonprofit has set out to accomplish a few goals. The first, compile a baseline report of the Haynes economy. That was completed this summer and makes way for a five-year economic development strategy. Margaret Friedenauer is the HEDC's executive director.
We needed a baseline data report because, frankly, one hadn't been done. There is a lot of data in the comprehensive plan from 2012, but not a great economic study and data report. But we needed that in order to build a five-year economic development plan for Haynes, which is what we've been charged with doing.
The organization contracted with the consulting firm McDowell Group to complete the project. They're the ones that put this report together. The baseline report has two different sections, information gathered by McDowell and a community survey. The survey polled residents by phone and allowed anyone to participate online. Friedenauer says the results from both surveys tracked similarly. And she says there were a lot of similarities in responses from residents.
For as much as we tout our divisiveness, there was a surprising amount of consensus as to where our economic future is going and how to get there.
Friedenauer says that wasn't the only surprise in community feedback.
I was surprised to find out that the state of the economy, the majority of people in town find that the state of the Haines economy is strong, or at least trending strong. The majority of people in the survey felt like their own household economic well-being was tending toward thriving, or at least would maintain over the next few years.
Haines has a population of around 2,500 borough residents. It's an older community with a median age of 49 years old. Tourism is a major part of the economy. With that, the number of jobs available fluctuates. According to the report, employment doubles in the summer from what it is in the winter, and self-employment is on the upswing. Despite the bump in the economy each summer, Friedenauer says the survey found residents don't think that will always cut it.
A lot of people believe that increasing year-round jobs is going to be very important for viable economic development.
Another big player in the Haines economy, commercial fishing.
It's probably interesting to note that in some ways the predictions are that commercial fishing is seeing some struggles and may continue to see some challenges while the visitor industry is booming, and we're going to see a pretty sizable increase in the next 3 years as far as visitor spending, the number of visitors coming, and all the impacts that go with that.
The report looks at several other industries significantly contributing or with the potential to contribute to the local economy. Mining, arts and culture, and forest products, to name a few. It points to a few ways the Haines economy is trending different than the state. Unemployment was slightly higher than the state last year, and personal income growth was slightly ahead of the state. And the report finds 49% of personal income is from earnings. That's compared to two-thirds in the rest of the state. There's a lot more information to be found in the 100-plus page report, and it's all on the HEDC's website. And this is just a starting point.
The plan is building on those ideas and those strengths and weaknesses that came out of the data and areas of opportunity that it identified and the survey results.
Friedenauer says the final draft of the five-year plan should be completed at the end of the month. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and to read local news stories on our website at khns.org.